For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Dan Martinez. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Back, Roster Watch Nation, Triple Lane Bird Trash Man. Back from a weekend of South by Southwest, coming over the city like a plague, like a bubonic plague, rats and fleas, and music. Lots of music. And a perfect storm of wind and ash from a nearby fire, you know, that kind of put a haze over the city. Little post-apocalyptic haze, you know. It's another weekend in Austin. Some fantasy news that happened over the weekend, though. We'll start off with probably the biggest news, although it was expected at some point this offseason, and that's that the Bengals signed Ja'Marr Chase to a four-year, $161 million contract extension, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. It was inevitable. $112 million of it is guaranteed money. He's now under contract through 2029. He's only 25, Ja'Marr Chase. This definitely is a feather in Joe Burrow's cap for this season. Chase finished as the overall wide receiver one in PPR formats in 2024. Set over 1,700 yards and 17 touchdowns. I mean, he's usually my overall number one pick in fantasy drafts, and he'll continue to be as a Bengal. But he wasn't the only Bengal that was signed over the weekend. T. Higgins became the highest paid number two receiver in NFL history. Four-year, $115 million contract. I guess these are going to be, along with Joe Burrow, is going to be the only players left on the Bengals. They could probably still win some games. The first 2 years of Higgins' contract are guaranteed. Higgins, 26 years old, little older than Chase, coming off a 911-yard and 10-touchdown season in 2024, finishing as wide receiver 17. I mean, arguably the best 1-2 tandem in football right now as far as a wide receiving core. Can you name a better one? I mean, I guess there's an argument in Detroit I guess there's an argument in Minnesota. Those NFC North teams, man, they got it. But for my money, Higgins and Chase are the best 1-2 combo as far as wide receivers go in football right now. So kudos to those guys. Kudos to Joe Burrows, who gets his most potent weapons back. Kudos to Chase Brown, who gets the weight lifted off of him as a runner in that backfield. Opens things up for him, keeps things open for him for sure. You know, we'll see how the Bengals fare this season. You know, you would think, though, I guess the argument would be the best 1-2 combos might be, you know, well, they do have Super Bowl appearance. But you would think maybe that having such a potent wide receiver tandem, the Bengals should fare better than they generally do in football. But at least they tied up these top two guys. Another guy who got tied up over the weekend, Cooper Kupp. We talked about it on Friday morning, the potential of him going to the Seahawks, going back home to Washington. I didn't love it. I didn't really see it making much sense, as both Cooper Kupp and Jackson Smith and Jigba are both slot players. I imagine the Seahawks have a plan for them, but it's not clear exactly, you know, how they're going to make it work. But Cooper Kupp, formerly the Rams, signed to a 3-year, $45 million contract, equates to $50 million per year. And that's almost as much as Kupp was asking for generally. I think 16 was the number that he wanted per year, and he got 15. So not bad. I guess the team is looking at this from the standpoint of him being a hometown kind of guy, and so he'll put butts in the seats. You know, makes sense to pay him, I guess, from that perspective. But Kupp's not a young buck, and he's not a particularly healthy buck. $15 million per year is a lot of money. Kupp averaged 1.88 yards per run in 2024. 710 yards and 6 touchdowns. I mean, I guess those are decent wide receiver 2 numbers. I mean, they pale in comparison to someone like a T. Higgins. But then again, he was in only 12 games, so it could be worse. And the thing is, we've never really seen Kupp in an offense that wasn't really predicated on getting him the ball first and foremost. And maybe this will be an offense in which it'll be predicated on getting him the ball. I mean, JSN is still going to be the number one, you'd have to think. But, you know, he's coming off an offense where in having a quarterback in Matt Stafford who tends to target one or two guys almost exclusively. But I guess with the dearth of talent they have in Washington for wide receivers right now, Kupp is still a pretty viable target in actual football and fantasy. We'll see what else they do in the offseason. You have to imagine they'll draft at least one or two receivers, maybe pick up another one in free agency. But for now, Kupp's, I guess, sitting kind of pretty. We'll see how they run that offense. 2 slots. I mean, I guess JSN could play outside a little bit. He's talented enough. He can stretch the field. But, yeah, it's not exactly clear to me how they're going to make that work. I mean, at least as well as they possibly could. The Ravens picked up Mark Andrews' $4 million roster bonus for the 2025 NFL season. They could still trade him. But it does look like the Ravens will keep Mark Andrews around for another season. Isaiah Likely owners are crying on their couches. You know, things are looking up for Likely in that Ravens offense. And I guess they still are. He's a young guy. I mean, he could force the issue to him being the main pass-catching tight end there in that offense. But like I said, the Ravens could still trade Andrews. Somebody made an offer. Andrews is 29 years old. For a tight end, I mean, it's not ancient for a tight end, I suppose, but he's not a young man anymore. It'll be his eighth season with the team. You know, I almost kind of wish he'd go somewhere else just so then we could play him every week and not have to think about it, and play Likely every week and not have to think about it. As things are now and have been of this past season, you don't really know whether it's going to be Likely or Andrews who's going to get those red zone opportunities in a given week. So, you know, it makes a little bit of a coin toss there. It continues to be somewhat of a coin toss there in that offense. But it's good for Andrews. Another old man who is staying with his current team, Kareem Hunt. Chiefs re-signed him to a one-year, $1.5 million contract. Wow, that is not much money. But I guess Hunt knows where his bread is buttered. You know, you think about it, he really wasn't getting the type of opportunities he's getting in Kansas City prior to being there. So I guess he's loyal, grateful. He can make another $1 million via incentives. You know, so that's a silver line. There's a silver lining there for him in that sense. He was re-signed by the Chiefs early last season. You know, when Pacheco went down with a broken leg. He didn't have the pop, the flash, the sizzle that he used to have in the backfield, but he was solid. Pretty high floor. Still almost got double-digit targets. I mean, not targets, touches per game whenever Pacheco came back. 9.1 carries per game. What does muddy his outlook this season is the Chiefs bringing on Elijah Mitchell in free agency. And Mitchell will likely be in the hunt for touches. No pun intended. But Mitchell and Hunt are different types of runners. I think Mitchell's more like Pacheco than he is like Hunt. In any case, Kareem Hunt stays where he is in Kansas City. Not a high priority in drafts, per usual. Someone who might be a higher priority in drafts, well, who definitely will be a higher priority in drafts, is Jordan Mason. Formerly of the 49ers. He was acquired by the Vikings this weekend in exchange for draft picks. The Vikings get Mason and the number 187 on a draft pick, on an undercover draft pick in this year's draft, while the 49ers get pick number 160 in this year's draft and a 2026 sixth rounder. after they traded for Mason. The Vikings signed him to a two-year deal that includes $7 million in guaranteed money and a max value of $12 million. Pretty good for Mason. He will be 26 when the season starts. Mason rushed for 153 touches, 789 yards, 3 touchdowns last season, while catching 11 passes for 91 yards. Only played in 12 games. I mean, would have been a 1,000-yard runner. What this trade does is ruin Aaron Jones' owner's day, as Mason will undoubtedly challenge Jones for touches in that backfield. I mean, the Vikings have said they wanted to have more of a tandem in their backfield in 2025, and it looks like they'll have it. Jones and Mason. The thing that I think hurts Jones's potential value the most is that Mason makes for potentially a better goal line back, a more effective goal line back than Aaron Jones. So that doesn't bode well for Jones's chances there. I think Jones is a better pass catcher. But Mason, much more bullish of a runner. Short down yardage, goal line kind of guy. So it looks like the shrewd move would be to get value on Mason, who'll be drafted or targeted, you know, generally later than an Aaron Jones in drafts, but could potentially, with the touchdown upside, outscore Jones this season, or at least come close to it. And to me, that makes him potentially a better value. For the 49ers, Isaac Arendo becomes somebody that you need to own. He probably already was, but he definitely is now. As a rookie, 420 yards, 4 touchdowns, limited touches. Pretty good season for a rookie who didn't play all the time. So, yeah, not great news for Aaron Jones, but it adds another running back to the mix of fantasy relevance in Mason.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Another Chiefs signing occurred. They re-signed wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster to a one-year contract. I guess this is more insurance for Xavier Worthy and his potential legal troubles. You know, it's hard to say how that will all pan out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Seems like Worthy is probably in the clear, but not sure. And I'm not sure if he should be. In any case, the financials have not been released for the Juju Smith-Schuster contract. We just know that it's a one-year deal. The team also re-signed Hollywood Brown, so that lessens the chances of Juju having an impact in fantasy this year. You know, with this Chiefs offense, this Chiefs receiving corps, it's funny. The team being as good as it is, it's really hard to peg on a week-to-week basis who are going to be the guys that get theirs. I mean, we started to see it with Xavier Worthy, but, you know, his NFL season is up in the air to some extent. So aside from him, it's hard to really tell on a week-to-week basis who would be worth starting in fantasy in 12-team or smaller leagues. I mean, you'd have to guess maybe Hollywood Brown there. Would at least lead the charge for fantasy. But yeah, the Chiefs, especially this last season, not really showing to be like a team that does a lot on offense, at least as far as wide receivers go, in fantasy. Maybe things change this season. I doubt it. They kind of are developing a pattern there. So Juju Smith-Schuster getting re-signed doesn't really move the needle for me in fantasy as of yet. I suppose things could change, but I doubt they will. The Eagles signed tight end Kylan Granson, formerly of the Colts, to a one-year contract. Granson, who is at times shown to be a pretty capable pass-catching tight end for the Colts, in his mid-20s, this is usually when tight ends, you know, start to pop if they're going to in the NFL. Yet to be seen if he'll have a fantasy impact, but, you know, the Eagles were in need of a capable tight end whenever Dallas Goedert went down this past season. And I think Granson could potentially fill that role this season in an offense where the tight end does get targets and probably should. There's really only two other viable regular pass catching targets in that offense. So good for Granson. So that's a name to look out for, you know, if you're looking for a second tight end somewhere. Hopefully you don't have to. Tim Patrick, one of my favorites over the past few years, silent but deadly on occasion, was re-signed to the Lions on a one-year contract. Patrick can earn up to $4 million on this deal this next season. Missed all of 2022, all of 2023 to a torn ACL. This past season, 394 yards, 3 touchdowns. Depth for the Lions. He's a promising red zone target too. This is a better re-signing for football than it is for fantasy. As much as I'd love to make Tim Patrick a viable commodity in fantasy, I don't know that it's going to happen. You know, maybe an injury occurs to where he gets some starts this season and he make some appearances in the garbage grab. But Tim Patrick, probably seen his best days in the NFL. You know, you tear your ACL, and it's a coin flip from that point for most players. But good for him. I think it's a good re-signing for the Lions, too. Another signing, and probably a good one, considering that the Ravens needed a better backup. Josh Johnson probably wasn't going to cut it. They signed Cooper Rush, formerly of the Cowboys, to a two-year, $6.2 million contract. Rush has been middling for the Cowboys in his time there. He's 31 years old, went 4-for-4 as a starter in 2024, 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You know, one of the better backups, I guess, in the league, at least one of the more consistent backups in the league, I'll say that much. Thing is, with the Ravens, they have enough weapons in the running game, short passing game, that, you know, if Rush were to have to start for any reason, and a likely reason being that Lamar Jackson gets hurt running, then I think he's serviceable enough to keep that Ravens ship afloat. You know, just avoid making a lot of mistakes. Hand the ball off to your big man. And don't ask too many questions. So a decent signing for the Ravens, I'd say. Does nothing for fantasy. But in the case that Jackson does get hurt, I think it keeps a decent floor for the Ravens' skill players in fantasy. Sterling Shepard re-signed by the Buccaneers to a one-year contract. 334 yards, one touchdown for Shepard this past season. Don't really see him doing much better than that, if at all, this season as a Buccaneer. But it gives them another reliable target should one of their top guys go down again. You know, those Tampa wide receivers aren't getting any younger, so maybe Shepard is in line to get some action, although Shepard's ceiling isn't high at all. He's a PPR player, PPR special only, and he's probably not going to score for you. So, yeah, not somebody I really care about in fantasy. Somebody who I've wanted to care about in fantasy since they came into the NFL, but has been maligned by injury throughout his career. And that's wide receiver Paris Campbell, previously of the Eagles, previously of the Colts, signed to a one-year contract. He'll join Jalen Tolbert and Jonathan Mingo as depth in the wide receiver core there for the Cowboys. You know, if they don't really add much help there as far as wide receivers go, which I think they should and probably will, but maybe Campbell develops into a potential target there. The thing is with Campbell, I think he kind of is redundant. I mean, I think he's more apt to play a slot receiver role, the CeeDee Lamb role in that offense. So maybe he's just insurance for CeeDee Lamb. I don't really see him as much of an outside receiver. So yeah, it's an interesting signing. I like it just because I like Campbell, and I've liked Campbell and his potential. I don't really see how it makes much sense for what the Cowboys need right now. But then nothing the Cowboys do makes sense to me and what I think are their apparent needs in football. But Paris Campbell is now a Cowboy. Somebody get him a hat. The Rams, more re-signings. A lot of re-signings over the weekend. Teams coming back down to earth, I guess. The Rams re-signed running back Ronnie Rivers to a one-year contract. Rivers, who had joined the Rams as an undrafted free agent in 2022, appeared in 34 games over the last three seasons. You know, he was playing backup to Blake Corum. He was playing backup to Kyren Williams. And he'll be the third option there in the running game to start the season, barring any other additions to the Rams' backfield, perhaps through the draft. Ronnie Rivers, he would need injuries to occur to have fantasy worth or value. He's got real value. You know, he's a human being. But as far as fantasy goes, none to speak of at this point. D.S. Cridge, you know, along with Paris Campbell, D.S. Cridge was another guy who I loved pre-draft the year he came out. Hasn't really worked out for him thus far in the NFL. Mainly a kick returner. But the Dolphins re-signed D.S. Cridge to a one-year contract. Averaged 29.2 yards per kick return on five returns this last year. Caught three of three targets for 47 yards. Another depth signing for the Dolphins. But I see why they would re-sign him. He does. I mean, he could fit in for Jaylen Waddle in a pinch, you know, if you squint. Doubtful that he has any fantasy value this season, though. Before we get out of here, a few more signings. Kyle Juszczyk re-signed to the 49ers. We thought he was gone. We thought they were waving goodbye, but, you know, they broke up and the 49ers looked back. They had to look back and they missed him. Two-year, $8 million contract, not bad for a fullback. An older fullback. He'll be 34 in April. But he was an all-pro last in 2023, so maybe he still got it. Nine-time pro bowler. Sure, get him another contract. Why not? Good for you, chick. Doesn't really do anything for fantasy, though. He'll probably get the occasional touchdown, maybe two touchdowns this season. You know, some gimmicky play. He's more just like a face of the team. We like it, though. Rounding it out, rapid fire, Kenny and Wong Wu re-signed by the Jets, running back kick returner. Nothing for fantasy. Cardinals sign ex-Chargers, wide receiver Simi Fehoko, special team guy, most likely. Avery Williams, another special teams guy, came into the league as a cornerback. Signed by the Eagles. No fantasy implications there. Seahawks bring back Cody White, wide receiver. Got some run on special teams last year. I mean, Seahawks have very little depth at wide receiver right now, so maybe Cody White gets a shot. It's unlikely. that he ends up doing any damage in fantasy, though. And then Bailey Zappe returning to the Chiefs, formerly the Browns, formerly the Patriots. He'll compete with Gardner Minshew for the Chiefs' backup job. But no fantasy implications there, really, as of yet. Good to see that Zappe still has a potential future in the NFL, though. Kid's got a little upside. And there we have it. All, if not, well, most, if not all, of the fantasy action that happened over this weekend. I'm sure we'll get more today and in the ensuing week. And we at Roster Watch will be here to inform you and give the potential fantasy implications of all of those moves this week. Stay tuned today. Morning, Ronaldo. Good to see you. Good to see you coming on the last 25 seconds. But Alex and Cody will be up later today. I'm sure they have some potent insight on some of these moves and some moves that are to be made. So stick around, Roster Watch Nation. We'll be here throughout the day, throughout the week. And hope you're here for it too. This has been the Trash Man. Until next time. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.